Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, and welcome back to the Diamond. The Squirrels return home to start a seven-game homestand. It begins tonight, the first of a three-game series against the Altoona Curve. We're now joined by Eastern League All-Star Jonah Arenado on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The All-Star roster is announced today. Jonah, you're one of six members of the Flying Squirrels named the Eastern League All-Star team. What does that recognition mean to you?
It's just a special honor to be named, you know, be an all-star. I've never been an all-star before, so it's been pretty exciting. It's been a tough road, long road in the minor leagues, but after last year struggling so much and coming back, it feels good, and to share it with some of the teammates that also made it is pretty special.
When you start the season, or you're down in spring training taking a look at what you're about to embark on, is becoming an all-star one of the benchmarks that you set for yourself?
No, not really. That's sometimes those things, when you think about those things, it distracts you from what, you know, the real goal is. The real goal is to be in the big leagues. And, there's times you can have a tough first half and then you don't get voted an all-star, but you can still have a great year. So I just try to go in every day to try to just, you know, get ready for my game and bring the best out of myself every day, every night that I can.
Is it extra special knowing that you're going to be an all-star at home at the Diamond on July 10th?
For sure, yeah. It's going to be fun here. And we usually get the best crowd during the regular season, so I'm only assuming the All-Star game would be even more fun. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Chatting here with Jonah Arenado on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Like I said, you're one of six All-Stars to come to the Flying Squirrels. That's more than any other team in the Eastern League. When you take a look at Jalen Miller, Jacob Hayward, Zach Houchins, Melvin Adon, Caleb Barriger, you guys are now the ambassadors for the Flying Squirrels for this Eastern League All-Star Week presented by Genworth. What are some of the spots that you're going to show some of the guys who are coming to town?
Oh, man, I don't know. There's a couple good breakfast spots for sure that we'll have to share with the other guys. But I think just, you know, watching other guys work and how they go about their routine for the All-Star game and getting ready for a game, I think that's more what I'm excited about. But to talk to those guys and pick their brains about what they do, how they carry themselves, I'm looking forward to it.
You guys are now on a four-game winning streak, longest winning streak of the season. So it seems like the play has turned a corner as All-Stars are getting announced and as we approach the All-Star game. What's the mood been like in the clubhouse?
It's been great. It's been light. You know, obviously winning cures all. Whenever, you know, there's problems going on with losing, everything kind of gets magnified. But when you're winning, it just seems to cure all. And, you know, we had a tough series in Trenton, but, you know, that's a good team. They have a really good pitching staff. And we battled. You know, we didn't had the results that we wanted, but to go into Binghamton after that and have a good series, you know, seeing our bats click and our pitchers do a good job, it's been fun in the clubhouse.
There's team success and then there's also individual success, and you can talk about individual success when it comes to all-star selections. Last year the individual success came a little bit tougher for you. Now this year being named an all-star, when you look back at what you went through last year, what stands out?
Support for my family, you know, always, you know, try to keep me up, and the people that help me work and help me get to the spot now, I always appreciate them. I can't name them all because there's so many, but it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication to this, and you know, it's nice to get some results back at, you know, every once in a while, but it's just been a lot of hard work, and it's been a grind, but it's been worth it.
You've also talked about a change in your mindset this season. What exactly has that been?
Being a little more carefree, trying not to overanalyze some things. You know, every day you're not going to feel great every day. But if you go into a positive mindset and just trying to get your work done every single day and focus on the feeling, not the results, I think, you know, it helps me personally. But just having a more clear mind, putting things into perspective has helped me a lot.
Finishing up here with Jonah Arenado on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:35 tonight between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve. When you take a look at this Richmond Flying Squirrels team, four-game winning streak, starting off a seven-game homestand. This will be one of the last homestands before the All-Star break. What has to carry over from that road trip into tonight?
I mean, just keep doing what we're doing. We're playing good defense. We're playing, you know, we're hitting the ball. We're moving runners over, getting good reads, stealing bases, you know, pitching. Our bullpen's been, you know, ridiculous, you know, this last few games. So if we could just keep going, we have the talent. You know, sometimes it's not always there every night, but it's starting to look like, you know, we're staying a little more consistent. So if we could just keep going on that track, we're going to be in a good spot.
One more all-star question for you. Congratulatory texts. What have you received so far?
My, you know, close buddies, obviously my family, my brothers, just, you know, congratulations, you know, keep going. It's been, you know, it's still got half a season left, but, just, you know, a lot of congrats texts. So it's been nice. It's been, you know, I appreciate all of them and it means a lot.
All right, Jonah, thanks very much. Congrats on your all-star nod and best of luck out there tonight.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Altoona on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.